say thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius, satellite radio, and of course online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, baseball and Peeps, match made in heaven. What's more American than those two things? But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
The Green Zone in Baghdad sustained one of the fiercest attacks there in the last year. That happened yesterday. Around 20 mortar shells were fired into the area beginning at around 6 a.m. No Americans were killed, but shells that fell short of their target were blamed for the deaths of 13 Iraqis living in neighborhoods east of the Green Zone. The source of the attacks could not be confirmed, but some witnesses say they were fired across the river by men thought to be members of the Mehdi Army. Meanwhile, a tragic milestone was reached in Iraq yesterday. At least 4,000 U.S. service people have lost their lives in the conflict so far. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
The military press release is brief. 4 soldiers in Baghdad, it says, lost their lives when their vehicle hit an IED, the military term for a roadside bomb. The names of the dead and their unit are being withheld while the families are notified. A spokesman for the U.S. military in Baghdad told NPR that, quote, "We don't think this is an important number." Major Brad Layton went on to say, quote, "Each soldier is equally precious and each loss is equally tragic. This isn't a lottery." Perhaps what is most significant is the way in which these 4 soldiers died. Roadside bombs are the most dangerous weapon of this war, maiming and killing the majority of U.S. service people here. And while overall violence is down because of the surge, last year was the deadliest on record for the U.S. military. And so far this year, the military is losing members at a rate of at least 1 a day.
That was NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Baghdad. J.P. Morgan Chase is said to be considering raising its bid for Bear Stearns to as much as $10 a share. The offer is intended to win over stockholders who vowed to fight the original offer of $2 a share. British billionaire Joe Lewis, the firm's largest shareholder, said he and Bear's chairman were talking to friends and others about finding investors to mount a rival bid. Talk of a better deal sent Bear's stock up Friday. It closed at $5.96. And the U.S. Congress spent a record $2.3 billion on pet projects for colleges and universities last year. That's according to a new study by the Chronicle of Higher Education. The Chronicle says the total was $300 million more than was spent in 2003. The earmarks included several centers honoring legislators like the Charles B. Rangel Center for Public Service at City College of New York. The largest single earmark went to the University of Southern Alabama, and Mississippi State University got the most money overall, $43 million. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.